Oh, I really can't swallow.
Lucy, what you do in your private life behind closed doors is completely up to you.
Excuse me, I have a throat infection.
And how did you get a throat infection, eh? Mouth herpes.
Are you kidding?
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It is the one where we get muggy with Georgia from Love Island. We're discussing the phenomenon that is Love Island, the reality TV show, what it was like back in the day, what the new series is like, and why Lucy applied for Love Island last year.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
I know you didn't want that brought up, Lucy, but I feel as though we have to bring it up.
We really didn't need to bring that up.
Well, there'll be lots of things brought up, I imagine, that you don't want brought up. Hello. And welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never joined us before and wondering what the heck Luke and Lucy FM is about, well, it's really easy. Every episode we discuss a different topic. I'm Luke Marsden, she's Lucy Hilton, and you can catch all our previous 74 episodes on you name where you get podcasts from, whether we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on iHeart, we're on TuneIn, we're
literally
on Stitcher, we're on Deezer, you name it.
Every single bit of social media available, we are on there.
Well, those aren't social media channels, Lucy, they're podcast apps.
Okay,
but yeah, just telling that information. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I actually tried for the first time ever a few weeks ago, wait for it, mushroom risotto.
Oh, I quite like it. Throw a bit of ham in there too.
Yeah, no, but
delicious.
There was no ham in there, just mushroom risotto.
Oh, okay. So
I
what
like
are your
it.
Thoughts?
Too mushroomy.
Oh, of course.
If
Do
I'm
you
perfectly
like anything,
honest.
Though?
Well, yeah, mushroom soup, I don't mind.
Too mushroomy. Look, yeah. It's mushroom. It's in the name.
Yeah, I know, but like, I didn't expect big chunks of mushroom risotto. It was just, you know, like in mushroom soup, you can get like a Lester Heinz, for example,
it's blended,
any other soup
basically.
Brand is available. I want it
You're
where I can't eat the lumps of mushroom.
Risotto.
Well, I want blended mushroom risotto.
Well, why didn't you ask for blended mushroom risotto?
Well, next time I will and see what happens in the restaurant.
You're such a weirdo.
I'm just saying. Lucy Hilton, what is a true fact about you?
Okay, my true fact is that I can't really tell you the true fact.
That's not really how true facts work, Lucy. For 74 previous episodes, we've shared very true facts about ourselves. Now, I actually know Lucy's true fact, and Lucy is very, very reluctant to share this true fact because she doesn't want
it traumatic.
Immortalized in audio forever. But I personally feel, Lucy Hilton...
Yeah, you would, won't you?
...that you should share your true fact.
Okay, to be fair... We've all done it, so...
Have we?
So it was a while ago now, and it was a really sunny day. So obviously, a little, like, mini dress on, sandals, walking to the train station. You know when you get that really bad bout of food poisoning?
No.
That comes on you all at once?
Never had food poisoning.
Yeah, and it happened, and there was no bathrooms anywhere to be seen. So it happened.
So what, in layman's terms, are you saying, Lucy?
It just happened.
What happened in layman's terms?
I went on the street.
You went what?
All right, can we move on now? It's really disgusting.
So, Lucy, in layman's terms, what are you saying?
All right, I shit myself in the middle of the street. It was not a proud moment. It was ages ago. And at least now when something really bad happens to me, like the next time I get dumped or whatever, at least I can't say it wasn't as bad as that time as I shit myself in the street.
First of all, I didn't want to add an explicit rating onto this, but you know what? For the sake of that story, Lucy, I'm going to. Truly the most, and this is what you get on Luke and Lucy FM, raw, true facts and liquid diarrhea. Just saying.
Everybody now who listens is going to think of me if they see me, like, wherever. As
Are you
person.
That girl that crapped herself on the street in
basically.
Manchester?
Yeah.
Did you just walk off once that had happened?
No,
or?
I literally was traumatised and made my way back home. It wasn't as bad as I'm making out, okay? But it was very traumatic. Ugh. So I got a taxi straight home.
Oh, on that poor taxi. You would have sat there.
Oi, just,
okay, we don't need...
Bad.
I'm done. I don't need to think
Let's
about you.
Not talk about it.
Putting
it
yourself long... on the street.
I had really bad food poisoning.
Yeah, yeah, of course you did.
I was poorly for days.
Yeah. You know, some people would pay for that, you know, isn't like, you know,
it.
When people like crap themselves.
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
If you were just saying, we don't have to go into that. This episode, it depends on when you listen to this. In 6 months' time, it's not going to be on TV. But right now, in the UK and in Australia, in fact, a reality TV show is on television called Love Island. Now, Love Island actually is a show that appeared on TV in 2005 originally over here in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And it was basically a show where celebrities were hanging around a really expensive villa in a foreign country that was really warm, and basically they tried to cop off with each other. And that
Callum
entire,
Best was on it as yeah, well in the original
one. The entire point of the show was literally for them to get together, have sex on TV. It was on ITV in the UK.
Did it happen in 2005?
Five. How old does that make you feel now? Because
did they have
I vividly.
Sex on TV
I don't
in
think Callum Best. Yeah, well, people were having sex in 2005, Lucy.
It
wasn't like an
TV.
Uncommon thing. Yeah, it was groundbreaking at the
wow.
time. It was shoved at like 10 o'clock on like a Saturday night where nobody really watched it, despite the fact back then ratings were quite higher than they are now. And basically, Callum Best was on it. Paul Dunan, do you remember Dangerous Dunan?
No, I don't remember him.
Google him. He was a reality TV legend. Made that show his own, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Kelly Brook was
like,
the host.
This is the thing, like, they're all celebrities, though. They're not celebrities now, are they?
No, they're not. Fern Cotton was the host. Patrick Keelty was on it as well as a host.
Okay.
Bianca Gascoigne and Callum Best won the last series of it in 2005. And then that's it. Love Island died. People wanted
until
it was brought back 4 years ago, and it's in its fourth season in the UK now. It was brought back 4 years ago. But
and you've never watched it before, have you?
No.
Until this season.
Well, they got rid of the celebrity element to it, and basically they did a Big Brother format. A load of hot-looking people in a villa, shove them in there, and we'll shove cameras in and film what they do. The idea is a couple gets together and the public vote for a couple to win.
Yeah.
And basically, to be honest, Lucy, I've never watched it before, but because now this is... reality TV shows kind of go through cycles and repeat themselves, and basically this show is how Big Brother was 12 years ago. And I'm watching it now and I'm thinking, it's actually really good. It's not overproduced. It's not overmanufactured. The people are very attractive to look at. And I just think to myself, I kind of get why it's so popular. You know, it's the summer, you've got these vibes. But you know what
honestly,
I'm struggling
though,
with? Is
it's...
how people talk to each other now. Like, you know, by saying stuff like, you're my type on paper. Like, do people actually say that?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Amber, who was in it last year, she won it last year, kind of made that quote.
Yeah, but
I think it's hilarious.
That quote has been said numerous times before that, though, hasn't it? People have said, oh, you're my type on paper.
Yeah. But I think, but she said it so many times in last year's
become
kind
cliches.
Of series. It has just become a joke now,
So this current series on ITV now is the most watched show of ITV2 ever.
Uh-huh.
And it's the most highest rated show on television for the demographic of 18 to 30s.
Why? A little bit soul destroying, though, do you not think? Like,
it's very soul destroying.
Tucking into some like McDonald's chips or whatever, and you're seeing these gorgeous people on TV thinking, how am I ever going to get a boyfriend when there are people out there looking like that?
But the thing is, though, right, these people are hired by casting agents and other agencies.
I'd reckon.
100%. You don't just find some of these Adonises and goddesses. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're not your local chippy, are they? Let's be honest. They don't
definitely
look like
aren't.
That. They're obviously being sought out by these producers.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100% they are. They have to be.
I don't think so. I got a call back from it last year.
Lucy, tell us your journey. So Lucy Hilton
could be
sat here as a Love Island candidate. Unfortunately. Didn't get back to her.
Unfortunately.
You weren't their type on paper, were they?
Not a great boyfriend instead, and gave up my chance
to
some guy who would screw me over.
I know, but at least he would have screwed you on television. I mean, we could have really had the podcast ratings, Luke
Babs
and Lucy FM boosted.
Is not
Lucy's
watching
mum,
that.
Absolutely. I just think, Lucy, I think I want to know what was going through your mind at the time of applying.
So it would have been like, I don't know, summer 2016, and... yeah, I just finished watching it and I've been single for a couple of years. So I thought, why the hell not? Free holiday for a few weeks. Like,
booze, sun. You don't need talent to go on the show. You could just lie there.
What more do you want?
Well,
honestly,
that's what you wanted, yeah.
So, like, this was the summer. So I didn't hear back, though, until the Christmas. And then by that point, I'd actually got a boyfriend. So I was like, oh, I can't go on it now, unfortunately, because I had a boyfriend. Obviously thought, well, it was serious at the time. But then they kept ringing me, like, loads and, like, emailing me, please, like, leaving me voicemails, please get in touch, blah, blah, blah. And then, anyway, I got dumped, like, last August. And you know, and you're like, how rude.
Well, exactly, because you could have been dumped on live TV instead in Love Island Villa.
I think I'd much rather that.
Do you think you'll reapply, or do you think, because they're very young, you're too old? I mean, you're 30 this year, Lucy.
I'm not 30 this year, I'm 28.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I would apply, because, like, yeah, well, that's the thing. Everyone going on it is, like, 20 years old.
They think 28 is ancient.
That is the thing. They will think 28 is ancient, and I don't think I could be criticised like that. It would really, it would hurt deep.
I mean, if you think you've got body confidence issues, no, wait until thousands of people are trolling you about the bikini coloured, yeah.
Like, I feel sorry for, is it Laura on this year's Love Island? She's 29, and people are slating her.
Well, that's the thing, that this is the millennial generation, Lucy, that is basically, it's a TV show aimed at them. Do you know that more people applied for Love Island last year than got into Oxford and Cambridge University?
Yes, and that could be me.
No, you've more chance of getting a Love Island than in Oxford and Cambridge University. You know what, Lucy? You know what we need to do? We need to get somebody on now, on Luke and Lucy FM, who's actually been on a reality TV show.
Yes, we do.
Well, been on a different reality TV show.
Been on Love Island.
Been on Love Island. So we can find out what it's really like to be filmed in a hot villa where you're supposed to basically
loads of
kiss
hot men
for 40 days. Basically, your wet dream. You want to find out what it's like, Lucy?
Yeah, we've got last year's finalists from Love Island. It's Georgia Harrison on the phone.
Very exciting, Lucy. On Luke and Lucy FM now, we've got a bona fide woman who has appeared on ITV2 more times than you and I ever will.
Probably.
On the phone now, it's Georgia Harrison. Georgia, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Georgia, tell us, I mean, like, what, has it been a year now since the show for you? Does that seem like a lifetime ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year. It does in a way, but, like, where everything's been so excited, it's also gone so fast. Like, I'm with Amber now, and she said she feels like it's just been, like, a really long month of her life.
It has flown by. I watched every single episode last year. I was obsessed. And it doesn't seem like 2 minutes ago.
You said you're with Amber. So what, you just stayed friends? Because you think that about shows like Big Brother and Love Island. Do people stay friends afterwards?
Yeah, no, literally. I've come off the show with some best friends for life. Like, we all spend so much time together. We live near each other. We're actually on our way to Manchester now to go to Parklife Festival.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Get you?
Yeah. Yeah, we had an early start. We got our makeup done at 6.
Oh,
is there anyone that you don't keep in touch with from the show last year?
Obviously, we don't see the boys as much because where we're close with the girls, obviously a few of them have relationships, and it'd be a bit weird if you hung around with all your friends' exes. But there's one I don't get along with, but just people, like, I'm probably closest with, like, Amber, Montana, Liv, and Gabby sort of would be the people I'm most in touch with.
George, take us back to when you auditioned to the show. Like, why did you do it? Because you had a normal 9-to-5 job, right? So what would make you want to do this?
Well, do you know what? I was actually seeing someone, and basically I was sort of dating someone, and my friend, who's now my agent, said, oh, why don't you just sort of do an application? And I was like, oh, I don't really think I should. Like, obviously I'm seeing someone. He was like, just do it. Do you know what I mean? If you get the interview, you don't have to take it. It'll be like months down the line. So I applied, and the person I was dating actually ended up cheating on me.
Oh, that's
awful. They're all scumbags.
I know, I know. And so I ended up going to the interview, and obviously it all worked out for the best. So one door closes and another one opens.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you have, like...
And I remember, like, I used to have to, like, I was at work, so I used to have to, like, lie to go out and go to the interviews. So I'd be like, oh, I'm
like, I've got a doctor's appointment.
I'm looking at a venue for talent show later, and I'm like sitting in ITV studios, like talking, like just like absolutely waffling on in an interview, and they're ringing me like, where are you? I'm like, I'll be 5 minutes. This venue's lovely.
What? Big Brother, the audition process is at least 6 months. You're seeing so many clinical psychiatrists to make sure you're not mental and going to attack somebody. And is Love Island an intense audition process? Because, like, this year's Love Island series, I read that had more applicants than Oxford and Cambridge Uni combined.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Well, it was like, first of all, you go and there's like loads of girls there. So you're in a room and there's like 10 of you. and you're all chatting amongst yourselves, and then you get taken off into the room. But, like, a lot of the girls are quite quiet in the room while, obviously, like, there's staff members of ITV in the room. And I remember thinking, poor girls, you lot want to pipe up, don't you? It's not just the interviews that matter. And you do that, and then you go back in for one more video interview, and then you have the medical and then the sight test, and that's it, really. Like, they give you a medical, make sure no one's got any STIs.
Oh, I take it that's a deal breaker if you went in there with STD.
Yeah, that's one way to definitely not make it on the island.
So, like, how did you find your time on the island? Like, I remember when you went in there, you caused quite a stir at the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, my first night was pretty emotional. Like, obviously going in and, like, picking Kem, I knew it was going to cause sort of a bit of a stir.
Yeah. Did you know you was going to do that before you went on?
Well, the thing is, I was there for a few days before I went on, so I hadn't actually seen the last few days' episodes. So I sort of had an idea, but I didn't obviously know there'd be a recoupling as soon as I got in. And you just sort of get put on the spot and you've got to do something.
Yeah.
And, like, in a way, I was also thinking that if a public vote comes up, I'd rather be with someone who's quite well-liked by the public than be with someone who, like, isn't at all, because then I'll probably go home where I've only just got on there.
Yeah, definitely.
So a lot of these shows, yeah. Georgia, like a lot of the reality shows now, you obviously, everyone's kind of used to it and things like that. I mean, I suppose, well, when I did Big Brother, I was quite naive and like, I didn't really know what to expect. But did you know what you were letting yourself in for when you were finally in there and thought, oh, what is this?
I mean, obviously, I've been on TOWIE before, so I had sort of an idea of what filming was like, but Love Island is just such an amazing thing to do. Like, when I got there, I just had the absolute time of my life. Like, the first night, everyone was so friendly and welcoming. Like, within the next couple of days, we were all best friends. And it was just amazing. Like, I loved every second of it. I had quite a good run.
Would you do it again? Like, literally, would you do it all over again?
Oh, in a heartbeat, of course I would. Like, sometimes when you watch it and you see them all there, you just think, oh, I would love to be there. Like, they were some of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, yeah.
Did they, when you're on? Well, I want to know, because obviously you went in, you picked Kem and, like, everything with Muggy Mike and everything like that. Are some of the scenes set up, or is it literally just what's happening when you're in there?
But it's literally just what's happening when you're in there. Like the day seems so long in there, because you've got to remember, like, you've got absolutely nothing to do. Like, you've got no TV to look at, no magazine. So all you do is, like, talk amongst yourself for 12 whole hours.
Mm.
So even though it seems like so much happens, it must be set up, it's not. It literally is just like the days feel like weeks and things just seem to escalate within seconds.
Yeah, and it must be hard on you, like, when you're in there thinking, oh my god, what are people thinking about me? Well, because everyone hated Muggy Mike.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone has a slight twinge of paranoia, but, like, you've just got to have confidence in yourself and your own personality. And as for Mike, you know what? I actually love him. I think he's such a great person. I was on a PA with him last week, and do you know what? He's actually a gentleman. Like, he's the sort of man who'll, like, carry your bag for you. Like,
yeah.
He's really fun, trust me.
So you come out of it, George, you get to the finals, you come out of it. How different is your life? Like, literally, people know who you are because of the show now. So they're judging you, obviously, based on what you've done on the show. How different is your life completely, like, you don't recognise your previous life now?
No, not at all. Like, I just think every day, like, my life is amazing. Like, I wake up in the morning and I thank God for the day. And I go to bed and I thank him for it too, because every, like, it's just that opportunities are just flooding in for me, especially as the next Love Island's come up. It's like work just, like, doubled. And, like, it's got to the point where I've got so many good things, like, in front of me that I've got to start turning down opportunities.
Wow.
So many.
That is, yeah, so cool. Like,
yeah.
And you was in the final, wasn't you? And you was paired up with
I come
Sam?
Up, like, 2 days before the final.
Was it 2 days before? Right, okay.
And yeah.
So what happened with you and Sam then when you left? Was it genuine or...?
Well, we got held in, like, the holding villa for a week after, so you have, like, no phone, TV or, like, contact with the outside world.
Oh, really?
You were only there for, like, 2 days. Because we were close to the final, we were there for a week to go on, like, the final after sun. So we got along quite well out there, but then when we got home, like, it was just, like, pretty bleak. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I just think he always, like, wanted to just go back to Middlesbrough, be single. And to be fair, we're not really well suited in the real world, but for the time we spent together, we had a good time.
It was
definitely
good.
No regrets there.
Yeah.
People forget, I suppose, it's different on a kind of like a stage, effectively, which is what Love Island is, compared to the actual day in, day out, who's doing the tea tonight and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Everyone just got so inundated with work as they came off. I think it was hard to sustain relationships. And bearing in mind, like, we never even got to the stage where we were in a relationship. It just wasn't ever really going to work.
Yeah.
Georgia, what do you do next? Like, what you've done this, and now you think to yourself, you've got all these opportunities. What do you want to do? I suppose, like, shows like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, you can think, oh, a singer's won it, they're going to go on to sing and do all that. I take it you're not pursuing a singing career.
No, like, obviously, I'd love to do more TV work. I do love filming. I'd love to do presenting maybe one day, because I just find it really easy to talk to people. But at the moment, I'm also doing so well for my Instagram, being fashion influencing, like, it is the new way of promotion, and I pretty much just get paid to shop for free. So.
I am so jealous.
Lucy's dream job.
Yeah, like, literally, I'm like, oh, I've got work tonight, I've got to pick out 10 outfits, take a load of pictures in them, and then post them on my Instagram.
Oh, such a hard day's work.
Yeah, just building my following, like, concentrating on making my Instagram look stylish and different. Because we've all got such a big base now, and other influencers, they spend years, like, building their following bit by bit, but we... you just got it for nothing. And
yeah,
just
you've
got
been
to make
quite
the most
lucky.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one piece of advice, Georgie, you give to somebody? For example, like Lucy, your audition for the show previously. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to somebody who's looking to go on it next year?
I think if you were to get on there, just, like, be honestly genuine, be nice to people, and just don't ever, like, go out your way to put other people down, because it's only ever going to come and bite you in the arse. And also, like, don't worry too much about what's going to happen if you do this, or, like, if you're going to get thrown off, because that's like sort of crossing the road and always being worried you're going to get hit by a car. You've just got to enjoy the moment and see what happens, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Some people overthink the situations when they're in there, and they end up, like, wasting their time and not taking in the moment, because it will be the best time of their life.
Yeah. And if you've been watching it, the share so far?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah. I mean, I'm working with Motel Rocks at the moment. So I'm their Love Island correspondent. So I watch most shows and all my motel clothes, and I sort of just comment on what I think. And yeah, poor Kendall, man.
Yeah.
I know.
In that situation, you know, where you've put yourself out there and a guy has chosen somebody else, would you be glad to go,
but
or would you want it to stay around?
I mean, I think anyone would say that they want to stay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course.
Like, I do really feel for her, but I think she still has feelings for her ex. Like, being on a show like that, you need to be, like, really ready to meet someone, and I just don't think she was at that stage.
I agree with that. Georgia, if people want to find you on Instagram and Twitter, what's your handle?
It's Georgia Louise Harrison.
Georgia, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. You've been fab.
Thanks for having me, guys, and have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you.
You too. I hope that's given you inspiration, Lucy, for next year, maybe. You know, just
be yourself.
Luke. That's what you want to be.
Too old for next year.
Do you think so?
I don't look it, though. I do look like I'm about 21, so I can just go there.
Yeah. 21 to somebody who's losing their eyesight. And that is it for this episode. Episode 75, the one where we get muggy with Georgia from Love Island.
If you've loved it,
then please do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on there, click 5 stars, leave us a review, tell us what you liked about it. Actually,
or if you hated it, leave us a 1-star.
Why are you telling people to leave us a 1-star review?
It's all about personal opinion, Luke.
Yeah, it's personal opinion, but only if it's 5-star. If it's 1-star, we don't care about your opinion. Just saying.
You must love Georgia, though.
All search previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM. Just Google us. You'll find us on Spotify, on Stitcher, TuneIn,
iTunes,
Audio
everything.
Boom, iTunes, you name it. We are that is it for this episode. We are back very soon with another episode of Luke and Lucy FM. Thanks so much for listening. And Lucy, I mean, I asked Georgia for a piece of advice for anybody who's going on to Love Island next year. I figured we would end this episode with you giving a piece of advice for somebody who might have crapped themselves previously.
You was going to say for someone applying. Well, I would say don't get a boyfriend.
Is that because it'll make you...
Why have we brought this up again?
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Not cool.
No, I'll do you a favour. I'll end it, Lucy. I'll end it. I'll let this one off. Let that one down your leg.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.